Well, greetings and welcome to Morning and Evening. This is the daily radio broadcast that features the devotional insights of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. In Psalm 119, verse 49, we find this prayer: Lord, remember the word you gave to your servant, the word upon which you've caused me to hope. And then Spurgeon writes, whatever special need you may have today, you will find a promise in the Bible suited to it. Are you fainting because your way is rough and you're weary? Here's the promise for you. He gives power to the faint. And when you read a promise like this, take it back to the great promiser and ask him to fulfill his own word in your life. Are you seeking after Christ today and thirsting for closer communion with him? Then listen to his promise that shines like a star upon you. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled. Are you distressed because of sin and burdened with the heavy load of your wrongdoing? Listen to these words. I am the one who blots out your transgressions and will no longer remember your sins. You have no inherent goodness of your own that deserves his pardon, dear friend, but plead his promise and he will forgive you. If you've lost the sweet sense of the Savior's presence and are asking him with a sorrowful heart, remember his promise. Return to me, and I will return to you. For a small moment I have turned away from you, but with great mercies will I come back to you again. Feast your faith upon God's own word. No matter what your fears or needs may be, pay back the bank of faith with a check written by your Father's own hand, and say to him, Lord, remember the word you gave to your servant, the word upon which you have caused me to hope. Well, Psalm 119:49 is today's scripture meditation, and you've been listening to the insights of Charles Spurgeon. Don't forget that you can secure a free transcript of this reading online. Just go to our website, morningandevening.org. Until next time, I'm Bill Neff. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.